Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. The fruit of yes. Both scripture and tradition offer metaphors of God as female, having feminine qualities, or fulfilling traditionally female roles. Mary intuitively symbolizes the first incarnation, or Mother Earth, if you will allow. Mary is the major feminine archetype for the Christ mystery. This archetype shown herself as Sophia, or Holy Wisdom, and again in the cosmic symbol of a woman clothed with the sun and standing on the moon. Neither is precisely Mary of Nazareth, yet in so many ways both are, and each broadens our understanding of the divine feminine. Humans produce in art the inner images the soul needs in order to see itself and to allow its own transformation. Try to count how many paintings show a wonderfully dressed woman offering for your admiration and hers an often naked baby boy. Mary is invariably offering us Jesus, God incarnated into vulnerability and nakedness. Mary is the symbol of the first universal incarnation. She then hands the second incarnation on to us, while remaining in the background. The focus is always on the child. Earth Mother presenting spiritual son, the first two stages of the incarnation. Feminine receptivity, handing on the fruit of her yes, and inviting us to offer our own yes. Wisdom is Mother, the divine feminine through which God fashioned all creation. Hebrew Chokmah and Greek Sophia are both feminine nouns. Chokmah was not simply the first of God's creation. She was the means through which all the others came forth. Chokmah is both created and creative. She is the ordering principle of creation. She embraces one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. To know her is to know the way of all things, and to act in accord with it is what it is means to be wise. This is how Mother Wisdom works. She doesn't change anything. She illumines everything. She is right seeing. Chokmah pervades and penetrates all things. She is the way things are. She is the way God is manifest in the world. To know her is to know God as well. The Creator carries creation in the womb, birthing the creation. God is not dependent on anything, since God is the one who has given life and breath to everyone. God is not far from any of us, for it is in God that we live and move and exist. Picture the human race, people of all colors, all religions, all political and economic systems, as living, moving, and existing within the cosmic womb of the one God. Rest in this knowing. Gift of Life. When we examine the entirety of Jesus' life, language, and mission, we get a picture of wisdom at work in partnership and mutuality. Jesus appears as the prophet and child of Sophia, sent to announce that God is the God of all-inclusive love, who wills the wholeness and humanity of everyone, especially the poor and heavy burdened. This envoy of Sophia walks her path of justice and peace and invites others to do likewise. Like her, he delights in being with people. Joy, insight, and a sure way to God are found in his company. In imaginative parables, compassionate healings, startling exorcisms, and festive meals, he spells out the reality of the gracious goodness and renewing power of Sophia, God drawing near. Scandalous though it may appear, his inclusive table community widens the circle of the friends of God to include the most disvalued people, even tax collectors, sinners, prostitutes. His compassionate, liberating words and deeds are the works of Sophia, re-establishing the right order of creation. Wisdom is justified by her deeds. The friendship and inclusive care of Sophia are rejected as Jesus is violently executed. For the Christian community, the story does not end there. Faith in the resurrection witness that Sophia's characteristic gift of life is given in a new, unimaginable way. God comes to each of us in unique ways throughout our lives. Father, friend, lover, Sophia, wisdom, Mary, mother. These ideas about God reveal far more about the state of our parent symbols than they do about our Trinitarian God. Our images of God become more fluid as we grow in spiritual maturity. We have to break through our ideas about God to find out who God really is. Humanity's capacity to disguise its own flaws, even through religion, seems endless. Trinitarian thinking is more spiral, circle, and flow than pyramid. The Trinitarian flow of God's love is like the rise and fall of tides on a shore. In a Trinitarian universe, reality can be pictured as an infinite, loving outpouring that empowers and generates an eternal, loving enfolding. The foundational good news is that all creation and all of humanity have been drawn into this loving flow. No exceptions. We are not outsiders or spectators, but inherently part of the divine dance. Such good theology can create good politics and history. We still have hope. Rest in this knowing. All beings are sacred. We often wonder, is God on my side? And after years of questioning, healing, and transformation, we travel far distances and may come face to face with the Black Madonna. Longingly, we gaze into her mysterious and kind eyes to witness her unyielding clutch on her precious black boy. We long to run our fingers along her centuries-old dark wooden body and to stand before a sacred image of black femininity. The 6th century statue of the Black Madonna is an uncommon dark-skinned version of the Virgin Mary, unapologetically black and female Madonna. Let something change your entire perspective of God and how God loves the world. Call her the sacred black feminine. She is the God who is with and for black women because she is a black woman. She is the God who definitely declares that black women, who exist below black men and white women at the bottom of the white male God's social pecking order, not only matter, but are sacred. And in doing so, she declares that all living beings are sacred.
We are witnessing an immense longing for the mature feminine at every level of our society. The deep feminine often works underground and in mysterious ways, and from that position creates a much more intoxicating message. The divine feminine has continued to exercise incredible power at the cosmic and personal levels. Feminine power is deeply relational and thus transformative, bringing new life from both the womb and the symbolic tombs where we have locked away our hurt and pain. Nature is sacred, and outstanding musical gifts directly address our contemporary hunger for a spirituality that is both socially relevant and passionately alive. May we be smitten with the Creator and enamored by every level of creation. Manifesting as the greening power that permeates all that is, the Divine Feminine is the lush, extravagant, moist, and verdant life-giving energy. The Earth is at the same time Mother. She is the Mother of all that is natural, Mother of all that is human. She is the Mother of all, for contained in her are the seeds of all. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You are invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.